Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Okay, and welcome to Mind Food Radio. Well, I have interviewed and been lucky enough to interview Malcolm Rands, the creator of EcoStore, many times here on Mind Food. And today we welcome Malcolm to the show. Hi, Malcolm.
Hey, great to talk to you.
You're a big believer in that if we all do one small thing every day, we can make a difference or a big difference to the world around us. Tell us about that thinking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the motto behind EcoStore is we want to make it easy and pleasurable for you to make a difference. And I think when I started, the problem, this is how long I've been in the game, the problem used to be pollution. Do you remember pollution? Now, of course, it's global warming. But the same issue. We all think, oh, my God, you know, this is such a huge problem. Little old me can't do anything. If I try and do anything, it's just I'm miserable. You know, things aren't working well. It's too expensive. You know, and people give up. And I can understand that. But you don't have to give up, because if we all do something, some small thing every day, not only are we going to be looking after the planet, but the other one I'm on all about, we can look after our health and actually avoid toxins in our lives and actually live longer and happier.
Now, that philosophy that, you know, inspired you to develop an eco village in New Zealand and also create EcoStore, and, you know, that's your company dedicated to plant-based, eco-friendly household and personal cleaning products that's good for humans and the planet. It is a fascinating story of humble beginnings. Now, last time we met, and you probably can't remember this, but you said that each week it's great to go back, I think it's to Matapuri, and have that thinking time. It's almost, is it Friday every week or one day a week if you're lucky, to just kind of step out of everything else and think. How important is that to you and your business?
Well, you know, you get a lot of business manuals talking about the trouble when you're running the business. You're always in the business, and really you need to be thinking about the business. And if you are in the corner office or even in with the troops, you know, And you're that sort of person. You've got someone running into your office every 10 minutes or so. In fact, I've just closed the door now so that won't happen.
I know that feeling.
Because I don't want us to be directed. And that's fine, you know, and it's great to have that rapport with the team and to be, you know, a flat management and everything. But sometimes you do need to be take a big step back and actually, you know, we're wonderful that we're a privately owned company, just two families own the company, and we've got the privilege that we can be thinking 10, 20, 50 years ahead. You know, what would we love the future to be like, and what are we going to do about that, and actually be quite visionary. And it's quite hard to do that in your busy life. So, as you said, Manly and I, normally on Thursday night, we jump in the Prius. We normally walk to work, so this is already our one commute. We drive north for 2.5 hours and wake up on Friday morning in paradise. Still work hard, still that's the day off, and I'll Skype around the world because I may as well be there as anywhere in the world. But, you know, if you get tense, I just walk outside and I'm in, you know, just the nature washes over me and I can just feel all the tension draining away. It's a real privilege.
Do you think you'll ever be able to get that sort of integrated more into your everyday life, you know, in Auckland?
Well, you know, I do a lot of talks, and I do talk, of course, about our business, about everyday household chemicals, but I also talk about that we can actually live as healthy and wonderful life as our great grandparents. And the way why I say great grandparents, because back in the day, everything was organic back then. It was before all these chemicals were actually invented. Like, it's hard, people forget that, you know, 100 years ago, everything was organic. But one of the things which is dragging us down, I understand this more and more, is that we're stressing too much, eh? We've got to chill out. We are. So anything you can do, any sort of practice that you can bring in yourself to actually de-stress yourself is actually vitally important. And I think we all think this is a luxury, or I'd love to be able to do that, but it's not that important. I think it is vitally important to everyone to just sort of, I mean, and there's going to be different ways, you know, that some people might go along to a yoga class, some people might do some sort of meditative program, some might just go for a nice walk in a local park. I mean, there's many ways to do this. There's no one way to do it, but I think we've got to make the time, because we're going to be better people, we're going to be better workers, we're going to be better family people if we do it.
Some people are scared of it though, aren't they? Like some people like the consumption of stress and, I don't know, office politics and that whole consumption of, you know, being busy, being stressed, being flat tack, being, you know, a lot of, some people don't actually like that discomfort of allowing time and thought to come in and sort of relook at your life.
Oh, yeah, 100% true. And it's kind of like, I mean, I work with a lot of agencies who, particularly in media, and they actually like the deadline. Like
yeah.
I thought, oh, I'm sick of this. I'm going to give the agency all the work they need, you know, a week before they need it. They don't look at it until 3 hours before they need it, even though they've had it for a week, you know. It's almost as though they love the adrenaline of having that bloody deadline. I've got to do it. And you artificially fire yourself up. So, yes, and then the other thing for myself, you know, like back in the day in the eco-village, I was actually starting to get into meditation. Even when I started the business, I came to the city, and I sort of somehow lost that ability, and I went back to the old good old things of watching TV and having a couple of glasses of wine, which most of us do, you know, which, you know, kind of does the job, but in the end it doesn't.
Yeah. No, it's interesting though, because I think, I really feel we're almost at a tipping point now where people are re-examining and rethinking, and I think you're right, there is almost a return to what our grandparents and great-grandparents were all about, that sort of simplicity of life, where they, although they worked hard, and built things and created things. There was a much more simple way of life.
That's right, and it's, we're talking about busyness too, aren't we? And a lot of as opposed to business, and a lot of, you know, if we kept busy, we think we're being productive, and in some ways we don't have to think too much, even though, you know, because I mean, email is classic, isn't it? You know,
in some ways,
emails is almost a bit of a drug because I spent, you know, 5 hours on the email. You know, I've done a lot today. Have you?
And also, how many, you know, there's a whole generation coming through that they actually don't know how to talk and communicate to each other. You know, I can't tell you how many times, and even in our work environment, I'll say, well, yeah, but have you talked to them? Oh, no, I've emailed them. Well, that's not talking to them.
I know. You're 100% right. And it's actually the soft option, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Very soft option, yeah, because you think you've done it because you put an email out there.
Yeah.
You haven't, you've just put an email out there. And it's a human connection. And that's very important, that EcoStore too, you know, that we try very hard, and I'm sure we can get better, of actually being completely talking to the people who are using our products. You know, they're really important to us. And we don't develop, you know, we don't test on humans. Well, on animals, we test on humans.
Yeah.
And after years of going through all the different processes and making sure everything's completely safe, we've got the best chemicals involved, the best way to deliver them, they're sensuous. The last 6 months of any product is actually testing them on humans.
Mm.
And that's our consumers who've been with us a long time, and we just will not release anything to the greater public unless, you know, our consumers are told we want this. And they'll often change things at the last moment. And so if anyone who ever wants to become one of our human guinea pigs, write to me, malcolm@ecostore.co.nz, and I'll add you to the list, because to us it's really important that the people actually help create the products of the future.
Mm. It is so important. Now listen, this year you've written a book, you've written your memoir. Tell me about that.
Well, I was actually approached by the publishers, Random House, to write a book, and I was like, oh my God. It's quite a bizarre thing, because in the end I decided for it to be useful, I didn't want to be just sort of bragging about things, you know, that seemed pretty boring to me. So I've really spent a lot of time looking at my own weaknesses and trials, and being very honest about that just as much as the exciting things.
Yeah.
And it was done with a ghostwriter, but she captured my voice completely, and most of it is almost verbatim what I said to her. But the interesting thing I'm finding is that I'll find someone comes up to me, and I've been getting great, great reviews about it, and they'll start talking about really intimate parts of my life, things that I hadn't even really thought about, you know, 12 months ago, weren't even my conscious now. Complete strangers are having a philosophical discussion on why I did this and why I did that. It is quite bizarre, but
it's probably quite cathartic. Was it quite cathartic writing the book?
I think it was. Yeah, at the time, You know what I remind people, like all these media stuff, you know, the very first time you put your voice on the answer phone,
yeah,
and you hear it back and you go, oh my God, you know,
yeah.
it's like that magnified like by 100.
Yeah. It's a good analogy. Well, listen, Malcolm, it's great having you on the show. What are you doing for Christmas and New Year?
Well, we always stick around Auckland for Christmas Day because it's the best place for the extended family to all get together.
Yeah.
I think to me that's the biggest thing about Christmas is it's the one time it seems that a lot of people will make the effort.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's brilliant. I think it's great. Yeah, and then as soon as we can, we head north and we actually live full-time in the eco-village, which is... And that time of year up in north of New Zealand, it's just superb.
Mm.
And we actually get people from all around the world coming because other people in the village are from France and Germany and other places, and they seem to... Yeah, it's a very... And they're all involved from the arts, a lot of them, so it's a fascinating time for us over Christmas.
Sounds like fun.
It's great fun.
Well, look, thanks for being on the show. And for more details on Malcolm Rand's book and EcoStore products, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.